What is good, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Malaga Drive Hoops Betting Podcast. Coming at you guys live today to break down another NBA slate right after the trade deadline is a little bit later today. Also, pardon my voice. I am decently sick, but couldn't record earlier just because we got to wait for the dust to settle. But we got a massive, massive slate. The deadline was fun, right? I feel like we're blessed in the NBA. We always get big-time players on the move all the time. We didn't really have that this year outside of Pascal Siakam, which happened a couple weeks ago. But we did have plenty of minor fun deals that can definitely impact and affect teams as we move forward. So we'll get into today's slate. Yesterday was really tough, man. I was already telling my boys, like, I don't really like this slate at all. But like, let's see what we can do. I was always going to be on Kuminga points. Like, I've talked about it a million times. And I believe he would have gotten there had it not been a blowout. He had, he finished with 18. We had 20 and a half, and then he came out with like 10 minutes left in the fourth just because it was a blowout. So you would like to think he would have scored, you know, three more points there, whether it's a three, two layups or a bucket and an and one. Fell short there. Parlayed the Clips and the Raptors. Raptors won a tight one. Pelicans just balled out, man. That was the wrong side. Clippers have been the best team in the league, in my opinion, for, you know, the last month or so, even better than the Celtics. And it's just a team that I, you know, even though they were playing the Pelicans, I felt like we could count on them to at least just get home, maybe not cover, but get home. Bad spot for them, though, but, you know, in that first game back from a long road trip, that's generally something you want to stay away from. And I wish I had, right? But take the L there. And then finished up with Ausar Thompson over 7.5 rebounds, plus 116. Love the price. He averages 8.5 in starts. And was on his way to play plenty of minutes. He actually had 5 with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. I thought, you know, all right, we're headed home, man. And when he sprains his ankle, obviously, so he doesn't play the rest of that second quarter, even though it looked like he would have probably closed. Then at halftime, gets a rebound taken away from him. Luckily, did get ruled back in, but you could tell he just didn't have the same juice that he had. Like, he could play and kind of go through the motions, but he's such an athletic dude, and he mixes it up there on the glass almost every single time. And there were just so many times where he wasn't jumping and exposing himself the way that he was earlier in the game. And I get it. But it is nevertheless a tough break. So we go 0-3. Obviously, these days suck. But just got to lock back in today and get it back. I do feel like Kuminga and Ausar were the right reads. Clippers, definitely the wrong read, but just got hit with some unlucky variants, and that's definitely a part of things when you go with player props, and really anything, but especially player props. All right, first game of the day, Warriors and Pacers. Warriors 5.5-point dogs. We're right back on Kuminga points. I grabbed it 20.5, minus 102 last night. I believe it's probably up, man. Like, that's the thing. You play these Kuminga lines, like, you got to play it early. It's now 21.5 minus 124. Yeah, honestly, I still don't hate that. I think he scores 24 to 25 points tonight, 249.5 total. Guys are going to get up and down in this matchup. In terms of the side, I think it's fair, right? I do think the Pacers have proven themselves to be slightly better than the Warriors. The Warriors are playing much better basketball lately. But you do come in on a back-to-back against a team that really, really does like to run here today. And you know, just for that reason, I'm going to stay off of it. Maybe it was a more grindy game, but Pacers love to get up and down. I don't know. I don't know. There's some interest in the Warriors, but it's always hard for me to evaluate what I think of the Warriors just in terms of, like, this is my team. And sometimes I do let bias creep into the equation. So I'll probably just stay off this one. I mean, honestly, I see valid reasons on both sides. So for me, I'm going to stay off this one, but if I had to pick, I don't know. I think I go Warriors, man. I like the way they've been playing, but that easily could be some bias sneaking in. Regardless, take Jonathan Kuminga points and continue to feel good about it. I don't hate Wiggins points, rebounds, and assists either, but he's very, very up and down, so we'll see. Magic Spurs. Only way I could look is Magic, definitely with the, you know, You got the Magic coming in off of a blowout loss in Miami, and then the Spurs on a back-to-back traveling from Cleveland to Orlando, get in late. Spurs have been competitive and competing. That's redundant, but they've been competing in their games, right? But this is an Orlando team I really like. I love the talent there. I love the togetherness that they show more often than not. And you're going to get a better, you know, like when a good team, it doesn't even have to be elite, but when a well-coached, hard-playing team gets blown out the game before, they come out with a much better performance the next night. So you're also getting the Spurs team stepping in on a back-to-back. And this Magic team handled the Spurs on the road and won by close to double digits, I think. So only way I could look here is Magic. I don't really want to lay a big spread, though. But only way here I could look is Magic. Next game, Mavericks and Knicks. Mavericks 3.5-point favorites. And this is a really tough game to cap because Jalen Brunson is questionable. He rolled his ankle. And then the Knicks made a bunch of trades. So they send out a bunch of their dudes and are getting guys back that obviously aren't ready to go tonight. So you have Mitchell, Randall, OG, Alec, Bojan, Jericho all out. Maybe Brunson out. I don't really know who they have. They have Dante, Josh Hart, Precious, Hartenstein. Miles McBride. And then that's about it. Like, I don't really know who they have here today. So I would lean the Mavs, right? I would. If Brunson gets back in, then okay. The Mavs, or, you know, the Knicks can compete. But I feel like, and the Knicks have been playing great basketball. It's a matter of time before they go on a losing streak if all these guys continue to be out. And I guess you get some reinforcements with Bogey and Burks. But Brunson can't continue to, like, Brunson and Dante and Josh Hart, Precious, Isaiah Hartenstein playing 42 minutes a game is not going to hold up when you play good teams. Like, they've done a really good job maximizing what they have, and they defend their ass off, and they compete every night. But, bro, it's a matter of time. Like, it's a matter of time. So this feels short, especially with the fact that Brunson could sit out tonight. Now, if Brunson plays, okay, I could see it. I would still lean the Mavericks. If Brunson plays, this is going to come down, and I'll probably hit the Mavericks at whatever it is. Knicks will compete. Mavericks haven't been maximizing what they have, but, you know, like, they're showing up. So, yeah, that's where I'm at. I also lean Josh Green points over 10.5. He's been hitting this night after night. No Grant Williams tonight. You still will have Timmy Hardaway. I don't know. You probably get a little bit more juice in this group after knowing, like, hey, we made some moves, some reinforcements on the way. Front office is backing us and what we can do this year. So I'd lean Mavericks here on the spread. We just kind of got to wait for Jalen Brunson news. And then, yeah, I don't hate Josh Green at all today. I don't. Let me see what he's been at. Let's see. Last couple games. Thaddeus Young waived by the Nets. Yeah, that makes sense. Josh Green, 12. 2018. Yeah, he's cashed out in four straight, playing about 30 minutes a night. Don't hate it, but it is also Josh Green, who is very up and down, so probably stay away. Next game, Cavs and Nets, staying away from the spread. I have been on their totals a lot recently, but today I'm not sure because they are going to be missing a ton of guys, right? So Royce O'Neal helps the total just in terms of him firing off threes. Cam Johnson helps the total, fires off threes. Lonnie Walker, Dinwiddie's gone. You know, yeah, I think that's mainly it. So no way Dennis Schroeder suiting up in time. No way Thad Young. They just waived Thad Young. So they've got very few guys going tonight as well. Ben already kind of on a minutes limit. And then on top of that, you're getting a very good defense, a slower paced team. So as much as I'd want to hit the over, and I think that Ben, again, really injects some life into this team, into the pace of this team, I don't know that this is the spot for it. I mean, you see the Cavs last night with an up-tempo Wizards team that doesn't play defense, that doesn't even go over 224 either. So I'll pass, but that's where I'm at on this one. I have some interest in Ben Simmons props. It's just tough because we don't really know what the minutes will be like. Is it going to be 20? Is it going to get bumped up to 25? Could he go 30 tonight? I don't know, right? I think he wants to, but the Nets have to be smart. And so for me, it's hard to really go all in when I don't know where the minutes will be. If Jalen Wilson props get posted and we got like 10.5 PRA, I think that's definitely somewhere that I will want to look. I just highly doubt that those get posted. yeah. All right, next game, Wolves and Bucks. And this is a Bucks spot. Just in terms of Doc's taken over, they've played good teams. They've lost almost all their games. But this is a bounce-back spot at home after a bunch of L's. You're up for this game because it's a good Minnesota team. We want to get Dame in here, right? Like, we really just want to get Dame in here. No Chris Middleton here tonight. Wolves are playing well. It's just one of these spots that generally as a capper I like, right? When you get two good teams and one of them has kind of been in a slide, they generally nut up and get ready to go for these bigger games. I'd lean Milwaukee here, but it is tough. It is tough. I'm not sure, with Doc, like, yeah, you would like to think they win this game, but I just don't know. And the Wolves are playing better basketball right now. That's 100% a fact. Now, if you can get Giannis is good to go tonight, and you can get Dame, I think those two can do enough to carry you to a win tonight, but it's going to be tight. And then on top of that, you're getting the Wolves off of a pretty bad overtime loss where they blew a pretty big lead in Chicago. So if they won that game, I feel like it'd be a little bit different. But I think because they lost that, it's tougher to come in here on Milwaukee tonight. But I would lean Milwaukee. Next game, Chicago and Memphis. I feel like this kind of is where it should be. This Memphis team is tanking it up, dealing with a ton of injuries. This Bulls team is kind of fighting for their life, as average a team as you can get. Going to win some games, but not an elite team, not a team with a very high ceiling. But they're going to win games and definitely should win tonight. I'll pass on the spread here. I'll pass on anything in this game. We'll just keep moving it forward. Jazz and Suns. Suns got Beal and Booker questionable. Jazz coming in off of a big win at home against the Thunder. Just dealt Kelly Olynyk and O'Shea Ogbaji. I think that's it. And Simone Fontecchio. So they're dealing a guy in their starting lineup, and Simone Fontecchio. I'd assume Walker Kessler slides in. I would assume. I don't know for sure. But I would assume Walker Kessler slides in. This is still a decent team. But I think this Jazz team, you kind of see, right? They kind of get the best of both worlds where they want to compete, probably not for a championship, right? But they want to compete and be competitive, win games. But they also got a bright future ahead of them. So they're kind of doing a better version of what the Bulls are doing, where they still have – they're acquiring picks. They're getting better. They're competitive. They're young. They want to win games, but they also have a bright future as well. After this game, I think giving it 6, which would be a 3-point difference, is fair. It's going to move up if Booker or Beal, one of them, gets moved in. I'd stay away from this spread. The Suns are playing good basketball right now. And the Jazz have not been able to be trusted on the road. Next game, Nuggets-Lakers. I would say the Nuggets are about 5.5-ish. 6-ish, points-ish, better. I'd assume LeBron and AD are shooting up here today. I feel like the Nuggets haven't played in a minute. When is even the last time the Nuggets have played? Yeah, they're well-rested, man. The last time they played was against Portland at home on Sunday, and it is Thursday. And then the time before that, they played Portland, too. So they haven't played a competitive game in a while. They'll be ready to go. Kobe's statue being unveiled tonight or something like that. I'll stay away from this game, man. I think the spread is fair. And then I have zero interest in Detroit-Portland. Would have had some interest in Sarr's rebounds, but that ankle injury, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play. He's questionable tonight. Wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play. And then on top of that, even if he does, he's probably compromised a little bit in terms of the rebound. So it's a tight slate, man. There's not a lot I love. I'm going to continue to go comb through it today and see what we can find. But as of now, Kuminga is really the only thing that I'm like, yeah, I love that. I love that. But I'm going to continue to look through and hopefully be able to find something. I appreciate you guys. Good luck to whatever it is that you play tonight. Enjoy the hoops. And we'll we'll talk soon. Peace.